This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. China is hoping there will be a peaceful solution to the conflict in Ukraine and is urging Russia and Ukraine to come to the table for peace talks. China's foreign minister told his Ukrainian counterpart in a telephone conversation on Thursday. Meanwhile, Poland said it's giving Ukraine a dozen MiG-29 fighter jets, becoming the first NATO member to fulfill Kyiv's increasingly urgent requests for warplanes. The Biden administration released video Thursday of a Russian fighter jet dumping fuel on a U.S. Air Force surveillance drone as the U.S. sought to hold Russia responsible for the collision that led to the drone's crash into the Black Sea without escalating already fraught tensions with the Kremlin. In a first for a U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken was in the African nation of Niger Thursday to offer humanitarian, economic, and security aid. We get more from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Blinken's visit to Niger followed a stop earlier in the day in Ethiopia, a trip viewed by analysts as an effort to bolster U.S. relations in a part of the world where Russia and China have been seeking to gain influence. At a news conference with his Niger counterpart, Blinken announced a $150 million humanitarian aid package for the west and central region of Africa known as the Sahel, which includes Niger, Burkina Faso, Chad, Mali, and Mauritania. As he announced the aid package, Blinken credited Niger and other nations in the region for their commitment to democratic principles. He said the United States is committed to continuing to invest in the resilience of democracies. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. North Korea said Friday it fired an intercontinental ballistic missile to strike fear into the enemies as South Korea and Japan agreed at a summit to work closely on regional security with the United States and stage military exercises around the region. The missile was launched Thursday early before South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol met with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida at a summit partly aimed at rebuilding security ties between the U.S. allies in the face of North Korean nuclear threats. With four missile displays in about a week, North Korea has ratcheted up its tit-for-tat response to ongoing U.S.-South Korean military drills that are the biggest of their kind in years. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has ordered a number of improvements in access to mental health care to try to reduce suicides in the U.S. military, but he is holding off on endorsing, that is, more controversial recommendations to restrict gun and ammunition purchases by young troops, sending them to another panel for study. The orders issued Thursday reflect increasing concerns about suicides in the military, despite more than a decade of programs and other efforts to prevent them and spur greater intervention by commanders, friends, and family members. The governor of the U.S. state of California is set to visit San Quentin State Prison later today to detail overhaul plans that will put a new emphasis on rehabilitation at the facility, known for housing the largest number of death row inmates. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
San Quentin sits on San Francisco Bay, housing the highest number of prisoners on death row in the country. But no one has been put to death there since 2006. Still, nearly 700 prisoners remain on death row today. Last year, Newsom announced plans to begin transferring those inmates to other prisons. San Quentin is to be transformed into a site where inmates can be rehabilitated and receive job training before returning to society. It's to be renamed the San Quentin Rehabilitation Center. Newsom's aim, to break the cycles of crime and create a new model for safety and justice. I'm Ben Thomas.
Australia said it's planning to buy up to 220 Tomahawk cruise missiles from the United States after the U.S. State Department approved the sale Friday. The Australian missile sale comes with a price tag of nearly $900 million. The deal comes days after Australia announced it would buy nuclear-powered attack submarines from the U.S. to modernize its fleet amid growing concern about China's influence in the Indo-Pacific region. Australian officials say the new nuclear-powered submarines would be able to fire the Tomahawk missiles. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.